The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless you see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, opened the doors were locked, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here, and see my hands, and bring it up again, and put it in my side. I do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen but have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you will come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So as you all, this picture of divine mercy is ordered by Jesus to Sister Faustina in 1937. And because of this, Sister Faustina suffered a lot, because many people consider her idiots, think of so many other things. They don't trust her. They don't believe at all. Fortunately, in the year 2000, the late Pope John Paul II really recognized the celebration of Divine Mercy on the second Sunday of Easter. The whole world celebrate Divine Mercy. Very simple. Jesus, just to tell us, "Watch my heart. The white and the red light is a symbol of his love. The white means water, cleansing our sin. The red, his blood, giving life. So he washed us and give us new life. And Jesus promised those on this day, the second Sunday of Easter, those people who really believe my love, watching this, ask whatever you ask, will be given. And Jesus promised. I tell you one very sad story about this picture. It's a replica of a gift to me. I think it's in the year 2002. I was just sent to Toronto. And some good souls gave me a gift. This picture. I didn't open it. It was wrapped with a brown paper. So I said to them, I have no place in the church. So I just asked them to put at the back of the door of my office. The same as Thomas. I don't believe very much about the Divine Mercy celebration by that time. So Jesus was very patient with me. He was kept at the back of my door of the office, you can imagine. Not even some respect for a better place. I said, no place. Nearly wanted to tell them to take it away. But I kept. Thank God, he's very patient with me. The next day, I don't know why, I just walked into the church that was in Toronto, Chinese Martyrs Church. Then there's one vacancy there. So I told my secretary, is it good to put that picture there? It was perfectly well. Thank God. I like Thomas. In the beginning, I put it in the back of the door. But fortunately, some inspiration. I don't know why. I looked for a place for this picture at the back of my office door. I tell you, after placing, this is the second one, exactly the same size. After I put this in the church, things change. Marvelous changed. I don't want to make a long story, but it changed my life. Because through the mercy of Jesus for me, I got to know a person who got the gifts of life, Father Pio, the five wounds. That lady is living in Toronto, not in Toronto, in Ontario, but close, 1 hour, 2 hours drive. And through her, I met Jesus again, because she invited, through the message of Jesus, she asked me, Jesus told you that you stay with Jesus every day, 1 hour. That was 14 years ago. I believe, because she has the wounds. I can't believe, not that she is not speak the truth. She's the person of God. Otherwise, she wouldn't have this stigma, like Father Pio. So she got a message from Jesus for me. It changed my life. And thank Jesus, the sign of his love. So patient. I was, when I read the gospel, if it was me, like Jesus, I would scold Thomas. Everybody say yes, and why do you say no? Why don't you believe? But he's so patient. Come, Thomas, come, touch my wounds. So gentle. That is Jesus. That's the one we follow. So I really feel sorry to Jesus to keep him for 24 hours at the back of my office door. But when I came back to Hong Kong in 2011, so the people make another one exactly the same size. So when I first put it in the chapel, and some people doesn't like the same way. Why? Look it. Maybe they, because this church combination is all old style pictures, no? And this is quite modern. You see, all our pictures are old style. And this is very modern. So people doesn't like. But I don't care. This is my first reaction to the parishioners. Some people don't like, but I say, there. I thank Jesus for all these years accompanying me through the Blessed Sacrament. And this is a real marvelous. You know what? Jesus, by the time when I was in Toronto, Jesus told me, you stay with me every day. I will look after your parish. And so true. I worked 5 years as pastor in the parish. And this one thing, I pay off the debt from the bank, from the church. Not even 1 cent to have to pay tax. I mean, to pay the, what you call, when you, from the bank, you have to pay mortgage. And how much you have to pay? So, finished. When I left the place, and so true, when I left, the whole parish, really, like one family, you know, though that was a Chinese community, but we components of four, not nationalities, but four mentalities, from Taiwan, from mainland China, from Hong Kong, and from Canada. We all look Chinese, but different ways of thinking, eh? Just in the Philippines, different provinces, different ideas. We the same. But Jesus promised, you stay with me, I will look after your parish. And so true. So today, consecrate your family to Jesus. He will look after your family.